Hello, everybody, and welcome to the very first episode of Cat Talk. I am your host, Blake Henry. I'm a senior here at Ignatius. I went to St. Joe's and Avon Lake for grade school. Now I'll just give you a little overview of the show. So we're going to be a once-a-week podcast dropping every Thursday. We're going to go over Ignatius sports and more. And I'll just say you don't have to be a big sports fan to tune in. You can just listen anytime and understand what we're talking about. I'll give my co-host the opportunity to introduce himself.
So I'm Christian Durney. I'm also a senior here at Ignatius. And, well, like you said, we're going to be dropping once a week. And I'm ready to just jump into it and talk about some sports.
Yeah, and I'm Alex Ragone. I'm also class of 2023. We're excited to, you know, bring you sports every week. Pro sports, school sports, anything that interests you guys, we're always down for. And yeah, I'll give it back to Blake.
The Soccer Cats are playing Twinsburg today. They're looking to four-peat. Obviously, they've been national champions 3 years in a row. They have five D1 players on their team currently. They had five senior starters leave last year. However, I think they've rebounded very well. They obviously have a great coach in Coach McLaughlin. What are you guys thinking for the season?
I believe they're playing like two of the top teams in the nation. I think it's the second and third rank. I know they're the first ranked as like defending national champions, but I think they got an insanely hard schedule. It'll be a good test for the Cats considering they lost a lot of talent last year.
Hey, best place to be is where expectations are high though. That's always a good thing.
Per usual, we have high expectations for the Soccer Cats. We're hoping they can bring back another one. Hopefully it's a good season. Hopefully we get a good student sections out there, and hopefully we can bring another one home.
Yeah, honestly, I've seen them win their fourth state title in a row, possibly the national championship. I just don't see anybody right now that can beat them. I really don't. On the football, the Cats play Menor at Brown Stadium on Friday. That's going to be a big game. Hopefully we'll have a big student section there. Last year, the Cats definitely had their struggles. They were a very run-heavy team, and losing Marty Lenihan and Joey Georges, two of their top running backs, is going to be tough, but they're looking to pass the ball a little bit more. I've heard that Menor has a great DN and a great running back, so the defense is going to need to continue that great season from last year. They were definitely above average last year. What do you guys think? Expectations on the season?
So we'll get to the predictions game by game in a minute, I think, correct? So, I mean, expectations, I'm excited to see the new quarterbacks coming in because last year there was a senior and Joe Pfaff. So we have Quinn Wojcicki, who's a sophomore, is one the youngest quarterback that I know here. And then you also have Pappish, who I believe is starting on against Menor. So
they're going to do a rotation.
Yeah, they're both going to get some snaps, and then I guess the Cats will go from there.
Yeah, I think it'll be interesting to see. There's a lot of young pieces here, and I think it's going to be a real test for these young players, and hopefully they can live up to it, and hopefully they're not going to back down for the challenge.
Yep. Okay, we'll go to the game-to-game predictions now. I got a W against Menor.
Obviously, W.
That's a W.
Brown Stadium. Here's this thing. A good student section can have a 2 to 5 point swing on any given game. Everyone's going to show out to that game. They're going to get us our 5 points. We're going to win that game.
Yeah, hopefully it's a good atmosphere there at First Energy. It's going to be dark out. It's going to be night game. Going to feel like, you know,
playing under the lights. It's a big game. It's a
crazy atmosphere. All
it's
right.
Friday Night Lights.
Okay. At Mount St. Joseph, that's an away game. I think they're a pretty good team. That's going to be tough. I'm still giving the Cats the W.
Cats W all day.
Cats W.
2-0. Starting off 2-0.
Yeah, we'll see.
Okay.
And where's isn't that where's that game?
That's at Mount St. Joseph. That's away.
Isn't Mount St. Joseph like?
Where is Mount St.
It's,
Joseph?
I think it's like that's in Baltimore. So that's an out-of-state game.
Yeah,
so
we're
not gonna have the student section there.
That's definitely gonna be a tough game. I still think they can pull through.
Nah, so we're 2-0. Moving on to
we got Euclid at Byers.
So Euclid, I believe, started off their season with a 30-point victory, but I'm still not worried.
W.
I'm taking the Cats 3-0.
Yeah, Euclid's usually a pretty good team. We'll see how the Cats do in that one. It's going to be an interesting one. We'll see.
Then we got at Hope, and that's going to be a very tough game.
That's a 6th-ranked team this day for a reason, but, you know, St. Ignatius coming in at 9th. I feel a little bit underrated. If you ask me. You know, I know Although, you know, well, it depends how this new young talent's going to play. A little untested. You know, max preps does not affect them, their rankings quite yet. So I'm giving us a W in week four.
Yeah, I think all the,
so we're starting off 4-0.
I think all the returning football cats, all the seniors and juniors, they remember the game from last year where they won on the kick six. I think hopefully that can, you know, fuel some momentum for the cats, trying to rebound on that.
Yeah. Okay. Week five, we got River Rouge. That's in Michigan. They're a very good team. They always play the Cats tough.
Did we play them last year?
Yeah, we played them last year.
We won 24-12.
Yeah, we won last year.
They have a really good receiver who is committed to Michigan State, I know.
Yeah, so that's going to be a big challenge for our DBs.
Secondary, we definitely need to show up for that one.
Yeah, that's going to be a tough game. I don't know which way to go for that.
I know which direction I'm going here. W for the Cats. The Cats are now 6-0.
Yeah, I think they won last year. I don't think their roster at River Rouge is that large. So hopefully they got, you know, they can get some fresh legs in there throughout the game.
Yeah, we'll see. Week 6.
It's a tough schedule so far.
Cats do have one of the toughest schedules in all of Ohio.
Per usual, though.
Like I said before, the best place to be is where expectations are high.
Oh, well said.
Week 6, the big game. St. Ed's at Byers.
This is the first time.
So in the history of this school, we've been here for 4 years now. We've won one football game between freshman, JV, and varsity, I believe.
That's correct.
And I just so happened to be on that freshman team. I did not get in the game, but I did just so happen to be on that team. I'm going to be at that game. I think I bring a little magic with me. And we – is it in Lakewood or is it Byers?
It's at Byers.
We go into Byers, and we bring out with a W. And now we're 7-0, 6-0.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be probably the toughest game of the year.
Returning champs.
Number one ranked team.
Yeah. He's committed to Northwestern, so they got – there's definitely no shortage of talent there at school in Lakewood.
That school in Lakewood. They have three – D1 lineman, I believe. So, yeah, that's gonna be they're gonna be able to run the ball. It's gonna be a big challenge. That's gonna be a tough game.
Also, is the game against Springfield just never happened?
Yeah, that's canceled. That's done. That's unfortunate. That would have been a good test.
That would have been because they're second in the state.
Yeah,
right,
Springfield's
now, so.
one of the best.
What do you guys hope for the theme gonna be at St. Ed's? What are you guys hoping?
Probably blackout or whiteout.
That's
what it always
is.
Because if the big games, they do something that everyone has.
What about like?
So it like looks in unison.
That's true.
So like,
producer is telling us whiteout.
I've heard rumors that baby powder is potentially getting banned.
Yeah.
So the whiteouts against men are this Friday.
It is.
So. Okay. I've heard some people saying no baby powder in the stadium.
That was blackout, though, right? Wasn't the blackout with the baby powder?
No.
Dude, we're going.
No,
baby.
Baby powder is for whiteouts.
It's white, bro.
I thought
it was.
It's
no,
okay.
Friday, too.
Okay. Next game. Archbishop Mueller at Byers. That's going to be another tough game.
Another top five team
in
the state.
This is.
So last year, what was the outcome last year? I think we lost.
I believe we lost.
I think it was a close game, though.
Yeah, I believe we lost.
You know what, guys?
I think
we're traveling to Cincinnati. No one travels better than the Cats. We're going to go down to Cincinnati.
The families will do it.
Oh, it's at Byers. Never, okay. Home field
good.
Advantage. They're not going to have a student section. We're going to eke that one out. And get up to 7-0 on the year.
Yep. Wow.
Against possibly the hardest schedule in the state.
It's going to be a tough game. Obviously.
I'm feeling a big game that week from Quinn Wojcicki.
Yep.
And there's no stopping the Cats right now.
Yeah, hopefully the student section there, you know, hopefully we make the ratio of students to their students 100-0.
I mean, I bring up the 5-point swing.
Yeah,
you know,
okay.
That's going to have an effect.
That's a good point.
That's a good point.
Week 8 at Xavier. That is
I'm sorry.
We did beat them last year.
We did, but they are. It's always a tough game.
I'm I'm giving the Cats their first L.
I have
like a bad memory of the last, like, not I believe 2 years ago, we got a 60 piece dropped on us.
Oh, I do. I think I do.
And it just it gives me a little uneasy feeling in the stomach thinking about Saint Xavier. So, damn, I mean, honestly, we might win. But you know, I just have to throw. I just can't throw a win for every game, guys.
I think
so.
This will be one of the wins. All right, so I think Saint X here on the schedule is it? I think it's game eight, week eight. So I think this is a win here. They beat them last year in Strongsville at Pacotip Stadium. I mean, there wasn't too many struggles in that game. I think it was a pretty smooth win. Obviously, this team's lost players, but I still feel like they can come out on top here.
Okay, last game of the season, Canada North Clarkson at Wasmer. First game, I believe this is the first game ever at Wasmer.
It is.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's, okay. It's
from what I heard, they're taking stands. Like, they're like clearing out the whole street, like West 28th or whatever.
I think they're bringing in 3,000 seats.
So that's pretty.
Obviously.
Coach Kyle's last ever home game in Ignatius. We just kind of hope.
Hopefully it's not his last game.
Well, obviously not his last game.
Is that the same Canada team that flooded the flooded the basement?
Give them hell. Give them
Football North is an iconic team here at St. Ignatius.
Yeah.
From the great country of Canada.
Okay. Moving on to cross country. So, Coach Wolf, I love him. I had him in class a couple years. He's a great coach. However, they did lose Matt Kelly last year. He was one of their best runners. We'll see what they can do. I don't know if they've had a meet yet.
All right, guys. So we clearly did not know a ton about cross country, but we know somebody who does. Fellow senior here, Simon Ajar, doesn't run cross country, but he runs track and has played under Coach Wolf. So we're going to let him take it away.
Yeah, sure. I'll do my best. So Coach Wolf, first of all, he's a really good coach. He coached me during track, and I will say that he really knows his stuff. The cross country team did take a huge loss, losing Matt Kelly and Sean Uran, along with a couple of seniors. And I believe the cross-country Cats do have a meet tomorrow, Wednesday.
Okay. All
right. Thank you a lot for that. Good insight there.
Yep.
We're going to move on.
Good insight from an expert there. So we're going to move on to golf. State champs last year, obviously.
With a state record.
Did they have a record?
By a considerable, like, I believe 15 strokes, right?
I would say, yeah, they're looking to repeat. They got Nick Pizen, Bradley Chill, Julian Dugan, and Michael O'Leary, all great golfers.
Yeah,
I believe
a lot of returning talent.
Pizen's committed to Indiana.
He's going to Indiana. Yeah, Malachy's going to Kent State.
Yeah, we did not mention.
Yeah,
Connor Malachy as well.
Malachy actually gave me this lineup, so thank you, Connor Malachy. Shout out to you.
Sure.
I have high expectations.
Didn't mention him.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Now, that's the end of the Ignatius Sports segment. We're going to move on to just a fun little topic here. Overrated, underrated school lunches.
And breakfast items, too, if you want.
I
just got the whole schedule pulled up here.
First lunch, Burger Bar. I'm going to go overrated.
Oh.
Overrated.
Yeah. Burger Bar. All right. So, you know, if you haven't noticed yet, the prices this year in Rady have gone up approximately $1, which is, you know, very heartbreaking to me. And I've started to pack my lunch, but you know, Burger Bar was always one of my go-tos. That was one of my favorites when I saw it. But so I'm just gonna say, you know, it's rated just fine. It's rated as one of the elites, and it is one of the elites.
Okay, it depends what you get here. We got a very variable lunch here. I think you can make it good. You can make it not so good. Depends. Facts. I'm gonna go properly rated since
you have to get the mushrooms.
I don't know.
That is a cool.
I don't know about
that. It's a hot take.
Okay. Mac and cheese bowl, easy one here for me. Underrated. If you can get that pulled pork near the end of the period, they'll give you a little extra. Extremely underrated, in my opinion.
I agree. It's some. That was probably my favorite day. I would always come in towards the end of the period. It would. I would just ask for everything. They would give me everything. It was fantastic. That was probably my favorite lunch last year, so underrated.
Say, yeah, properly rated here. Also depends what you get. I think the bars, you know, you can do anything to them, which can make them good. So, properly rated.
Final one, pasta bowl. I will say, I purchased a pasta bowl today, and I will say it was underwhelming. I'll go overrated. It was underwhelming. I thought the meatballs were smaller than I remember them. They didn't give me a lot of sauce. But, you know, I love the lunch ladies. All great people in there. It's always a pleasure talking to them.
I don't have much analysis on Possible. I get it a good amount. It's good. Properly rated. It's top five, definitely.
Yeah, I think the cavatappi noodle, which is the pasta they use there for the Possibles, they're good. And I like the sauce. I feel like it's a pretty consistent lunch. I always feel like it's pretty good. Meatballs, solid. I'm going to go underrated.
Good points, Ragone. I think we're going to move on to national sports. So, Guardians are playing the Padres, I believe, a three-game series.
It's a two-game series.
Two-game series in San Diego.
Tonight and tomorrow. It's
tonight and tomorrow
game.
In San Diego. Last time they played, they had a tough loss to the White Sox. Cueto shut completely shut down their offense. It was a hard game to watch.
It's a gem. It was 2015 Royals, Cueto.
Yeah, I mean, they never had a chance. I watched a lot of the game.
Never had a chance.
I watched a lot of the game. Even like the ninth inning, I think Naylor got a single in the ninth inning.
Still didn't have a chance.
Yeah,
there.
And then you know who was doing well against Cueto was Oscar Gonzalez.
Yeah,
but then they took him out.
Yeah.
So the pitching matchup today is we're going against Mike Clevenger, actually, who's former pitcher of ours.
Oh,
Mike Clevenger is Aaron Savali. Savali's had a rough year.
It's
going to
be.
I think he's been better since he came back from his IL. Though,
I think
so.
He had 10 strikeouts last performance.
Mm-hmm.
He looked really sharp. Hopefully, he can repeat that tonight.
And then the second game. So the Padres' record is 68-56. The Guardians are 64-56. So that means that puts them two games out of us this year. So, I mean, it's definitely a winnable series. I mean, especially when the second game. We have a free victory on the mound in Cal Quantrill, who
against his former team.
We win every time, and yeah, he's gonna have a matchup against his former team. Him and Naylor too.
Oh yeah, I forgot we got Naylor from them. Mm-hmm. I will say, I hate the Padres.
For what reason?
The Friar faithful.
I don't understand how people like Tatis even before he got busted for steroids. I don't understand how people like them. I like Soto, mainly just because of his 2019 season with the Nats. But I don't like anybody on the Padres.
I think the team's fun.
It is a fun team. I'll give them that.
I think it's good for baseball, but if Tatis can get back in the field, him and Soto, it'll be fun to see.
They do have a very talented roster.
Like, what do you think about his steroid use?
I just honestly, I think he's a baby. I don't.
Well, do you think he used while he was playing though?
No,
nah,
dude.
No.
His ringworm excuse.
That was cap. It was cap.
Yeah.
So what did he use it for then?
Steroids, like why?
Well, but why would he use steroids if he's not playing?
To get back
rehab,
quicker.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. So he's a baby.
I just don't like him as a player.
He might be a good guy.
He
grew impatient and
wanted
to speed up his recovery.
I respect it, honestly.
But honestly,
I don't think it's smart. I wouldn't do it, but like he wanted to get back for his team. You know,
It's a hot take.
That's all right.
Okay.
All right. Let's move on to some other MLB talk here. So let's have some predictions. Let's go right at it. World Series predictions.
Guardians.
Right now.
Guardians.
As of the day today.
Mets.
August 23rd. We still have, at least, I think, 6 more weeks of baseball. It's still a long way to go.
I got some stuff. Right? So obviously the Guardians have that first season magic. But, I'm not going to just predict them just because, they're my favorite team.
Okay.
That's biased to predict. So I can see the Mets. They've been the best team in the league all year.
The
Yankees, and now they have.
Two-headed monster.
No one is stopping DeGrom and Scherzer, so I don't see them losing to anyone in the NL. In the AL, honestly, I don't know because the Yankees have been so bad. But I still feel like I wouldn't count the Yankees out of a postseason.
Oh, definitely not.
They'll probably win a division. They'll bounce back. But
they've been bad for like a while.
They've definitely
exposed
their flaws. It's been rough, almost 20 game stretch here.
Well, they had that dude in the bullpen that got injured. What's his name?
Clay Holmes?
No,
yeah,
Michael
Clay
King.
Holmes. That,
Michael King.
I don't know. I know they had one like really good bullpen.
Clay Holmes
struggled. They both
though.
Were good.
Who got hurt?
Yeah, they've gotten worse.
Who
Chapman's just horrible this year.
Pretty bad.
So I don't know. I don't see the Yankees making it. They've had a lot of struggles ever since the first half. The Astros are definitely the favorite right now, in my opinion.
For sure.
I mean, let's see. Tampa Bay, they made it 2 years ago. they're not making it again this year.
Too many injuries this year.
They ran out of
Glasnow's out for the year.
They're not, unless Randy Rosemary decides to turn in the best player of all time again. Like, they're not making
the clock
like,
in 2020. But.
Toronto, I don't think they have the pitching to do it. Seattle is like kind of exciting. They have a really good, honestly, Seattle could. They have a super good bullpen. So like, if I was to, yeah, and they have some good bats. They have some big bats, and I think if there's a team here, that my three favorites, I like the Astros just because they're the best team in the AL. I like the Guardians, but I'm not gonna pick them. So I'm gonna say Seattle. That's my like, that's my team I think could come out of the AL. And then them versus Mets, I got the Mets though. I don't think anyone's stopping the Mets this year. Let's go, Mets go. All
right. I think I have. I'll keep it brief. I think it's gonna be Cardinals Astros. You know, we're going to have a little bit of Yadi and Pujols magic here in what could be their final years. I think Yadi said this is it.
But Pujols
might come back.
Pujols is coming back.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I'll say that. I think that would be a cool series to see.
For me, I'd love to see a Subway Series, Mets-Yankees. Hopefully the Mets would win that if that is the matchup.
No one likes the Yankees.
But, yeah, I hate the Yankees. I'd much rather see Seattle make it to the World Series just because I don't think
they've never.
When's the, no, when's the last time they made the playoffs?
Like, 01.
They, yeah, 01 when they had the best team like,
yeah,
ever.
I'd love to see Seattle. All
right, so, moving on, we have. I mean, what do you guys think about Baker Mayfield? He earned the starting job.
I really am going to hate seeing him week one. That's going to be tough. If we lose that game.
Matchup. That's a bad matchup for the Browns, honestly.
If we lose that game, that's going to be.
Exactly, because he received so much blame last year, and then he comes and beats our team.
He's definitely going to have that mentality.
I know, and Baker's a dog. So
I think that
I'm predicting a loss that week for the Browns. I think
CMC's going to play a big role in that game.
I think if Baker would have just had surgery on his shoulder and not played injured,
he would still be on the Browns.
I honestly think he would be. Yeah. That would have been
100%.
And, well, I mean, I understand he wanted to play, but it would have been better for his career if he would have just had surgery.
Because he just came off an amazing season the year before.
Yeah, it's tough.
Hopefully the Browns get that win.
All right, that would be nice. But all right, that's really all I got. And you guys can talk about KD, I guess.
Yeah, last subject. Kevin Durant decides to stay with the Nets. I think if he would have left, gotten traded to some bad team, that really would have hurt his legacy. I think it hurt his legacy already that he requested a trade when he picked Steve Nash, he picked Kyrie. He pretty much made this entire team, and then he's going to request a trade. That's not good for his legacy.
Yeah, kind of a crazy turn of events here over the summer. We had KD and Kyrie both leaving the Nets, and now they're going to both stay. So I think it's pretty shocking to see KD staying here. It's going to be interesting to see how that team meshes together. There's probably some animosity between the front office and KD, and we all know what Kyrie is. So who knows?
If Kyrie plays the majority of the games, I can't see them going to the finals. I'd love to see him in the finals. But
you're both injury prone as well.
Yeah, so it's going to be tough. So I think that wraps it up, guys. I think this was a great first episode. Hoping to see you guys back next Thursday. Thank you.